Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope your day's going well. Nice when I came in this morning. Hopefully, I haven't stepped outside since, but hopefully it's still a beautiful day. And we're so pleased to have you with us, where multiple topics are on tap in this hour. A little bit later on, we'll talk about whether the smell of marijuana coming from a car provides probable cause for law enforcement officers to be able to search the vehicle. We have an appellate case out of Northern California that speaks to that question. Also coming up a little bit later, should hotel chains be financially liable for prostitution that takes place on the premises of their franchisee hotels? We'll talk about lawsuits that have been filed against multiple hotel chains seeking to hold them financially liable in those cases. But we begin with the economic effects of the novel coronavirus that is affecting so many different industries. Today, we heard from the International Air Transport Association that as much as $113 billion in lost revenue could be the future for airlines here in the United States. Southwest just cut its revenue expectations for the quarter by $200 million to $300 million. The company said in its regulatory filing today, in recent days, the company has experienced a significant decline in customer demand, as well as an increase in trip cancellations, which is assumed to be attributable to concerns relating to reported cases of COVID-19. Struggling British airline Flybe collapsed today as the outbreak quashed their ticket sales. But that's just one aspect of business that has been strongly affected by COVID-19. Writing on this issue is Justin Lehart, Wall Street Journal reporter who focuses on financial markets, policy, and the overall economy. Justin, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start first with what's going on with the stock market. Yesterday was a very good day for the market, whether, as Bernie Sanders said, it was because the market was happy that Joe Biden did well on Super Tuesday, or whether it was the rate cut from the Fed. But now today, the market's back down again. Where do we stand?
Yeah, at the moment, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 1,000 points. So that pretty much erases yesterday. And we've just seen tremendous volatility over the last week. And it's really, just underscores the uncertainty that investors have about what's happening here.
And what are the sectors that investors are most closely watching for the effects of COVID-19?
Well, I think, right now, there's been a lot of focus on the travel sector, on cruise lines and what have you. There are a lot of concerns about supply chain effects, especially from companies that are dependent on goods from China. But this is something that could really reach any company. I think that that's really, part of the confusion. And, people, when it comes down to it, they don't know what's going to happen to the economy. They don't know what's going to happen to earnings. And that makes it very hard to value stocks and to figure out what the appropriate level is.
We also have companies based in the Pacific Northwest who've told their employees to work from home. Amazon made that announcement. Microsoft asked its Seattle area workers who can work at home to do so until March 25th. Is that thought to have a negative effect on productivity, Justin?
It will depend on the company. Not all companies, not all businesses have the ability to have their workers work from home. So in some respects, those companies are lucky. But that's not something that your local coffee shop could do. That's not something that a manufacturer can do. It will have, that in itself will have an effect. If downtowns are emptied out, then all the businesses that depend on those workers are going to suffer.
You've been talking to epidemiologists as a part of your work to look at the market's reaction and different sectors' reaction to the virus. What are you hearing from those health experts?
Well, I think the first thing is that a lot of the assumptions that people on Wall Street were making, in earlier stages here, were assumptions that epidemiologists simply weren't. A belief that the spread was slowing based on case count numbers coming in from China, a belief that the number of cases, that there would be sort of a bell curve straight to that shape to that. That's something that, epidemiologists, said, wouldn't necessarily happen. But they still, there are some big questions about this. When it comes right down to it, we don't know how many people have been infected with the virus. And without knowing that, it's difficult to know. You can't know the actual fatality rate, and you can't understand its transmissibility. At least, that's my understanding from talking to epidemiologists. And that makes it very hard to put any sort of, risk assessment on this if you're an investor.
We were talking last hour about what appears to be the slowing expansion of coronavirus in China, where they've taken such drastic measures to try and contain it. But nonetheless, it is still growing, even though the pace seems to have declined.
Again, I'm not an epidemiologist, but my understanding is that and the WHO says that's real. That's not sort of an artifact of numbers or anything like that. The fact of the matter is that China took drastic measures, measures that we in this country couldn't take to halt the spread of this virus. And one concern is, as those measures are relaxed, will there be, fresh outbreaks? It will take time for China to get back to business. That's one of the things that's going to affect the U.S. economy.
We're talking with Justin Lehart, Wall Street Journal reporter who focuses on financial markets, policy, and the economy. He writes the long-running investing column Heard on the Street as well. If you want to weigh in with the particular area of business you work in, what you're seeing in your sector, that would be great. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We're also hearing that there's a slow down at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach as a result of what's going on in China and the decrease in exports there. Have you been able to quantify that, Justin?
No, at this point, I've mostly just heard anecdotal evidence. I guess that there must be some hard evidence coming from the ports right now. We haven't seen the latest container numbers, but I also understand that there are because of a lack of containers, that there are some outgoing exports that aren't happening.
Oh, that's interesting, because with the trade imbalance, we've sent so many empty containers back, and so it sounds like that there's a shortage now. That would indicate a pretty significant shift.
That's not something that I've delved into. Came across.
All right. Justin, finally, if you could predict the market, you'd retire from the Journal and live off of your investment earnings. But what is the sense of people you talk to about this extreme volatility and how long they anticipate this going?
I guess it really depends on the person. Investors aren't any better at predicting what's going to happen here than anyone else. One thing that does seem clear is that earnings really are at risk. People were hoping that after a year of basically no earnings growth, that there would be a revival in earnings growth this year. that seems less and less likely to happen, and the risk is that earnings actually fall. I mean, the wider risk is that there is a recession.
All right, Justin, thank you. We'll hope that doesn't happen. Justin Lehart, Wall Street Journal reporter, joining us on Air Talk. Also with us is business columnist for the Orange County Register, Jonathan Lanzner, who's been writing about the housing market and its response to coronavirus. Jonathan, thank you for being with us. I mean, one thing certainly to the benefit of home sellers and home buyers is record low mortgage interest rates. That's on the positive side.
Oh, certainly. You know, there is cheap money out there. And also, you know, we've seen the past year willing lenders, too. So if you are in the market currently to buy, if you're thinking about a refinance, these are pretty good times to do that. But I think it's one of those be careful what you wish for moments, because you have to look at the underlying reason. Many of those Justin summarized quite nicely why rates are down. And while we like to talk a lot about real estate, about whether it's mortgage rates or the supply of housing or the demand for housing, to me, housing is all about three words: jobs, jobs, jobs. And the job count, both in Southern California, statewide and nationally, even globally, is going to be taxed by this virus, and that cannot be good for housing.
But it sounds like we're not seeing anything statistically yet. The virus concerns about it are too new for that to show up?
Well, when you think about some of the news we've heard anecdotally, and I'm not a big fan of anecdotes, but we know, for example, a lot of trade shows are being canceled. Just this week, a major trade show from the food industry was canceled in Anaheim. We've heard a lot of technology shows have been canceled. Lawyers were supposed to meet with the ABA next week in San Diego. That's been canceled. So if you are in the tourism business, it's hurting. Those people have jobs that are probably not either being assigned or less, you know, hours being assigned to those people. That's a negative right off the bat. You know, in the tourism business, particularly in Southern California, is a huge business. So you're seeing that right off there. Anyone who's trying to import goods from Asia, particularly China, probably has a lack of either finished product or supplies to make products here. And that's going to slow down manufacturing sooner rather than later, you know. So I think in those cases, you know, those are things that are tangible in the market right now. And then, you know, to buy a home, particularly in California, you've got to have a lot of confidence in the economy. And none of this, whether you think this is a short-term hiccup or a long-running problem to come, makes you more confident and certainly not confident to buy a home. I'm not saying that we've seen it yet. I think the initial reaction to the housing market will be a positive, because people look at these cheap mortgages and either close the deal that they have in process or go out and, you know, snatch up one before either A, the rates change if things improve, or oddly enough, on the flip side, they lose their job, but they've at least gotten a home.
All right. Jonathan Lanzner of the Orange County Register, business columnist, thanks so much for talking with us about coronavirus, its potential effect on the housing market. Ella in Burbank, good to have you with us on Air Talk.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So what line of business are you in? What are you seeing as the coronavirus effect?
So far, I'm in the spice business called Mom Key's Foods, and we are an online spice blend company, and we are growing really fast. And the only effect right now it's had on me is the packaging, which we get from China, from Guangzhou. And we are in contact with our suppliers. We are really running low, and we tried to email them, WhatsApp them. You know, we're really worried about them, but
yeah.
We also want to do business. And so we've actually had to look into local packaging and change our entire packaging model.
And what have been the cost implications of that for your company?
Huge. We would go from like 15-cent packaging to $1.25 in
wow.
the U.S.
Wow. So good for the local business that sells it, but tough on your bottom line. Ella, thank you. I appreciate your sharing that. Adam in Pasadena says, I work in real estate. We're seeing a sizable decline in the number of buyers coming from China, in downtown in particular, big downturn. Also Pasadena and throughout the San Gabriel Valley. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your comments. We appreciate it as we look at the economic effects of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Coming up, we'll take a look at whether hotel chains should be legally liable for prostitution that's carried out on the premises of their franchisee hotels. There have been a number of lawsuits filed by women who claim they were trafficked through the hotels and that the chains should be held financially responsible. We'll talk about the legal arguments in that case in just 1 minute on Air Talk.